Thanks for tuning in. I'm Murray Edwards, and this is The Washington Effect. Over the last 2 years, we have watched a systematic tearing apart of the American way. The federal government has and is imposing their will on the people of our country. We have watched as the Biden administration, along with their minions across the country, rip at the soul at what has made the United States a beacon of freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom to protect one's family, freedom to raise your children as you see fit. These freedoms are all now at risk in a manner never seen before. The government fully believes that they know what's best for your children. The belief systems of parents are being stripped away and replaced with the government mantra that diversity, equity, and inclusion is the new normal. Dawn are the thoughts that if you work hard, apply yourself, strive to be the best that you can, then you can become successful and achieve your goals in life. It's now being replaced with, why bother? All people are the same, no matter what they do or don't do. Don't want to apply yourself? That's perfectly okay. You'll be fine because the government will be there to take action to assist you. We have government officials and medical professionals who have decided that if your child wakes up one morning and decides he wants to be a she or vice versa, then the parent must support those decisions, accept it, and don't dare question his or her decision. There are grown men dressed as women, dancing and gyrating, half naked in front of children, condoned by governmental agencies and organizations, that this is just fine, normal, that young children need to be exposed to and accept this type of behavior. What's more disturbing is we have parents that, for whatever the reason, are wanting to be part of the scene, or they have bought into this form of indoctrination of their children. Education is no longer about reading, writing, and arithmetic, and getting a student prepared to become a productive individual. It's all about one group being oppressed by another, shaming one race into submission, and causing conflicts between social groups. You would have never thought that states are now being forced to pass parents' rights bills to ensure that the parents can have a say in their children's upbringing and to protect against governmental overreach. Unless major changes occur, the educational system in the United States will become nothing more than a tool for government entities to instill their philosophies in order to create a subservient group of citizens who will simply fall in line and obey whatever they are told to do by the government. Freedom of speech, long thought to be the bastion of American society, is being attacked. It's not about misinformation or disinformation. It's more about anyone that has a dissenting opinion or comment that goes against a preordained commentary that comes from the establishment messengers. As we have learned over the last couple of years, not all that has been stated from the governmental agencies has been very accurate or truthful. From the botched withdrawal of Afghanistan to the recent COVID revelations, and almost every issue in between, the flip-flopping coming from the administration and the talking heads in the mainstream media have created a unified course that you dare not disagree with. The federal government, hampered by the First Amendment, didn't hesitate to engage with social media platforms to perform the censorship measures on their behalf. Doesn't matter if the information posted is accurate, it's shut down, and the individuals are shamed, shunned, and called out by the almighty powers to be as propagators of false information. Federal agencies have worked with organizations like the Global Information Index, NewsGuard, and Pete Metrics to create blacklists on news outlets to persuade advertisers to reduce ad revenue. Not surprising, only outlets considered conservative seem to appear on these lists because they attempt to provide the public with complete information. But according to our government, they create disinformation. Only the approved news outlets that spread the government propaganda get the shiny star. They all preach from the same hymnal, from the White House to each media outlet that is bought into the message that only they can protect democracy from those accused of spreading misinformation. Who decides what is and what isn't disinformation or misinformation? Our government policymakers have taken that on to task. To them, there is only one opinion that matters, theirs. That ends the discussion. If the left had their way, the Second Amendment wouldn't exist. To them, law-abiding citizens having the right to keep and bear arms is an atrocious concept, and that everything possible should be done to remove that right. Laws must be passed, regulations must be put in place, and agencies must have the authority to do what is necessary to strip the ability of a person to legally own a firearm. They've been hard at work for years to villainize gun ownership, and with each time an event occurs, they go into hyperdrive with their political rhetoric. Just recently, Biden signed an executive order to reduce gun violence and make our communities safe. The executive order enhances the power of the DOD, DOJ, FTC, and the ATF. The Department of Defense can use contracts with gun manufacturers as leverage to bolster new technologies. Biden has asked the Federal Trade Commission to issue public reports on firearm marketing. Biden has also directed the Department of Transportation and the DOJ to come up with a plan to reduce the risk of firearms theft during shipment. Now, this could be assumed that the shipping companies are now going to be required to provide who shipped the firearm and where it was going. It has instructed federal law enforcement agencies to issue stricter policies requiring the submission of data to the National Integrated Ballistics Information Network. Now, currently, that database is not a standard across the country. The executive order pushes for deeper and wider background checks, additional red flag laws, and strongly suggests that Congress should pass a ban on firearms that are considered assault weapons. Now, who makes that decision on what is and what isn't an assault weapon? Well, our government officials will, of course. Our country is at a breaking point. The rights and freedoms that most have come to expect are slowly being chipped away. Over the years, the destruction of the American way has been attacked on multiple fronts by governmental, corporate, and media entities. Until the complacency of those who desire not to be confrontational stops, there is no end in sight. Until next time, this is Murray Edwards, and this is The Washington Effect.